Joined by head coach Chet Hurley over at Milan High School. We're going to talk some Lady Cat basketball. I'm looking up and down at this schedule. I know, Coach, that you played some tough people, but we were just talking Sal Shelby here before we got this interview started. And I said, you know, I've heard a lot of Ladybird teams that have made runs to Columbia and Springfield down through the years, and I didn't know much about them this year. And then I clicked on them, and they're 16-2. They're coming to your place, which I you hope that home court means something for Milan tonight, because this might be the toughest team on your schedule tonight, correct?
Yeah, definitely one of them for sure. You know, and it's coming. You know, we just have to play. We got to come out and play hard. You know, we're not expected to win, so we can go out and play free.
It gives you an idea, too. I know that playing tough people, it can be intimidating for the girls and things like that. But at the end of the day, if you go out and you play well, or, you know, no matter what happens, it gives you an idea where your program's at, right?
Yeah, you know, this has been a tough road for us anyway. January with a lot of good teams, and you know, so we're kind of on a stretch here that we're in a tough go of it. So, you know, this is going to be a really tough test, and it'll show us where we're at a little bit.
Even in the games you played when you had Katie last year against Trenton, just they've been a pain in your side as far as just defensively holding down your offense, and you know, that happened again last Friday night, 41-19. What are the things that Coach Kuhl has done against your team, Coach, that's just given you trouble offensively?
Well, you know, they play sound defense. They rebound well. They don't go for fakes much, and you know, they just stay down and guard you. So it's just good sound defense, and that's given us over the years. And definitely, you know, we couldn't shoot either, so that didn't help. So I think we shot like 14%. But you know, credit Coach Kuhl and his defense, and you know, hopefully we get another shot at him maybe.
Yeah, that's certainly what Trenton has. That's what they've leaned on for success here over the last year and a half, is that defense. Is it just one of those games, Coach, after you score 19 points, it just feels like it's just so difficult to get points on the board? Do you just tell the girls after that, let's forget about that one, we'll get ready for the next?
Yeah, that was my exact words when I went into the locker room. I said, well, we're just going to sweep this one under the rug and move on. You know, we'll learn from it, you know, we're just going to move on, go to the next one. I thought we did a good job bouncing back a little bit against Marceline. We actually played first half, probably the best half we played all year. We really played well, shot the ball well, executed well. I think we was up 7-9 points at half. And then, you know, we just haven't been able to put the four quarters together when we're playing well. And we come out in the third quarter and didn't play very well and let them get back on us, and then fourth quarter we played all right, but you know, we was kind of behind and ended up having to foul a little bit at the end, and you know, just that's what we're looking for, that consistent three or four quarters and instead of three or two, and hopefully that'll come.
We know that Marion Dabney is going to be a really good player for your program, Coach. Is she kind of working through that freshman deal of being a really good player, having a lot of potential, but now you have teams that you're playing that know that she has potential and she's getting a lot more attention than maybe she's used to, and she's kind of figuring things out? Is that kind of where she's at in her freshman year?
Yeah, for sure. You know, she's on the scouting report now, you know, and you know, when you get on the scouting report, that's probably, you know, their number one right now. But I feel like we have several girls that can step up and do that. And we don't want to put that load on her shoulders that she has to do at all. We just want her to be her and learn and get stronger. And she's going to be a good player, no doubt about it. She's got the drive and the work ethic to do so and the athleticism. So, you know, we just got get other people in that same boat and get going.
Yeah, from a sports family too. She'll do just fine in the long run, no question about it. Got the note, and I know it's a different sport, but how excited are you for Gracie Dixon to join the softball program at North Central Missouri College as she signs next week?
Oh, I'm really proud of her. It's a kid that, you know, this is my fourth year with her. I've kind of watched her grow up and got to coach her in some softball and some summer softball too. She was on one of my traveling teams for a while and or at least one summer. And, you know, it's just fun, good family. And I'm so proud of her to be able to reach her dreams.
So scouting report, coach, you know, it's one thing for me to look at Sal Shelby and go, okay, I know they have, you know, great program, great tradition. Then I look and they're 16-2. So obviously they do a lot of things well. When you look at them scouting report wise or on film, coach, what are the things that at the top of your list where you go, we got to slow this aspect of the Ladybirds down tonight?
Well, we got to be able to guard. They love the dribble drive and kick, and then they can flat shoot it. So we're going to have to be able to guard that dribble drive and without as much help and see if we can, you know, slow their three-point shooting down. But they're aggressive. But they're everything. They're just going to be tough, and we know that. But, you know, we're going to go in there free, and we're going to play hard and let the chips fall.
We do have, and obviously the boys' game is one of the big reasons they're going to be there because, you know, Coach Dabney's team is going to be playing for a divisional title at Gallatin on Tuesday, but we'll be there for the girls' game and then the boys' game to follow on KTTN 92.3 on Tuesday night. And with all the attention, rightfully so, given to this boys' game, Coach, I think the girls' game has potential to be really interesting. Gallatin, as we know, is much improved, and your team looking to get back in the win column and get a big road W. I think it's going to be a really competitive girls' game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, they're much better than they've been. You know, they've had a young group for the last couple of years, and those girls are kind of coming in, being the upperclassmen now, and they're doing a great job. Really turned it around, and I know they're only about 500, but they're competitive with everybody. Even their losses, for the most part, are competitive. And you know, I don't expect anything less. They're athletic, you know that from softball, so yeah, we're gonna have to be ready to play. We don't have anything easy on our schedule. So they're one of them that's not gonna be.
Yeah, the thing with Gallatin is, and I've seen them play a couple of times. In fact, I'm going to call their game against Trenton tonight in the consolation final down at Hamilton. We know that when the program struggled at Gallatin, they just had, you know, they didn't have real great shooters, so they had trouble putting the ball in the hoop and getting the 30 points a game. I don't know if they've doubled their point outage, but they're up to, you know, 50, 55 points a game. So offensively, Gallatin has really, really improved this year putting the ball in the hoop.
Yeah, that's sure, it's been a big, and you know they started that, but last year you started seeing that coming on a little bit. They gave us some fits last year for a half, I think, but you know that you could see that building and coming on, and they just built on that this year and kept it going. So you know they're like do they get after you, and so we'll have to be ready for all that, and we know it'll be a tough one, and they're a lot on the line for both teams and the conference standings, so that might help fuel us a little bit.
Yeah, I just found this out the other day too. I should have kind of figured it out with the crossover event on Saturday the 11th being out west. It's going to be back at King City, so Milan is undoubtedly going to be playing for as good of a spot as possible in that crossover. Try to see how high they can finish on the eastern side of the GRC. That might be a swing game, that Milan-Gallatin game on Tuesday night. A week from today, we'll talk about a trip from Milan all the way to St. Joseph to take on a very good St. Joseph Christian girls team on Friday night, the 3rd. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. We'll let you get back to class. Good luck tonight against South Shelby.
All right, thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.